Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call there, or you can use Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Probably should have told you earlier, but Ian, our sort of main host, he is off this evening. This is his night off. So we're talking about a situation where this... Up in Boston, this juvenile home, I think is the best thing to describe it. Some of the people that work there were administering spankings, beatings of some sort, to inmates. And that got them indicted. I want to know why it is that it's an indictable offense for... prison guards, essentially, whatever workers at youth homes. These kids are between the ages of 14 and 19. So I think that qualifies as a young man. They kept on using the term child in the story, but if they can hit kids in government schools, if vice principals can do that there, then why in the world can't they hit inmates? Now, I'm not advocating for hitting inmates. I don't think that corporal punishment's particularly effective. But, I think that there's some argument that it's ridiculous that kids can get hit and inmates can't. And there's another story that's kind of been brought up for me. It's in Maine. There's a... situation where this lady who runs a breakfast place, she had a couple that was in there with their daughter, the two-year-old daughter, and it's a busy place. This is one of those sort of breakfast places where you wait to get seated, and people do because I guess it's that way.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's King Mark the First with you
and Johnson,
and the. What was happening was that I guess this was one of those couples, right? Like they don't discipline the kid. That's the story, the way that I got the story. So the kid, according to reports, screamed for 40 minutes in the restaurant. The restaurant owner asked the couple to take the kid outside. They refused.
We're trying a new strategy. It's called unparenting.
We let the kid run around like a maniac and do whatever they want, and we just see how it goes. And I think that mostly it doesn't matter, frankly. I think that when people, that the parenting strategies, by the time the kid hits 30, it just doesn't really make sense. whatever. They've recovered from whatever stupid crap you were doing, and whatever you were doing was stupid crap. So, fine. Human beings are just messed up primates anyway. So I don't think that that's that big of a deal. It's just that you shouldn't subject other people to it. If you're going to try, say, an unparenting strategy, you should try an unrestaurant strategy too. Because if your kid is going to go and wail, and a two-year-old is going to wail, and two-year-olds have lungs, if you, as a father of a kid who's been through, twos, threes, fours, I think the wailing of an infant is cute. I love to hear it. Me, I think it's hilarious. It's cute as it could be. Whereas, those...
Kill me now.
Three-year-olds, man, they can bellow.
Yeah.
They can make some noise. And ultimately, what the restaurateur owner did is she pointed her finger in her face and told her to shut her mouth. And the kid shut up.
Right.
It worked. Because the kids, this loop, this feedback loop that she was getting, where, screaming is what I've got to do to get what I want, was broken. Whoa. And a lot of people seem to be sort of going after the restaurateur owner in this one. And people are taking sides, right? Some people are taking the sides of the parents. Like, I would never let anyone yell at my child. Well, to me, the child was being treated like an adult.
Right.
There were, I mean, if I went into a restaurant and screamed at the top of my lungs for 40 seconds, not 40 minutes, I would think that I would be have a reasonable expectation of being asked to leave, being yelled at. Somebody's got to get over the din that I'm creating, right? So they're going to have to raise their voice to talk to me. And you know, I'm already a bit of a loud individual. Usually at a restaurant, I know how to turn it down a notch or two. But, I mean, you know, this kid received the behavior that a responsible adult would have received in the same circumstance. Somebody yelled at her, and she got actually a great deal of leniency if she managed to go on for 40 minutes. And the parents were shocked and appalled at the behavior of this crazy woman. Now, I don't know what happened actually in that restaurant. I wasn't there.
Right.
So, you know, there are simply reports of what happened in the restaurant. So I'm going to go with, I think that there are definitely parents in the world that would raise their kid in a fashion that they wouldn't say anything to them about screaming in a restaurant. And I think there are definitely people that would react by yelling at the kid. So I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, make a assume that I know what the circumstances were and realize that there's never been a true news report yet. And you think there was a true news report?
No, I'm agreeing. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I kind of do here on Free Talk Live is I assume that there's so many crazy things happen in the world that I can just kind of come up with a scenario and then talk about it. And I guess I want to know, is it acceptable to talk to other people's children? Because sometimes I just go ahead and when I talk to young people, children, I talk to them like an adult. When young men come to my house to play with my son Jack, I have the expectation they're going to shake my hand, look me in the eye, and talk to me. Because I expect them to comport themselves in that fashion. And I now, one of his little friends, he comes over to me, looks me in the eye, and shakes my hand when he arrives and says, you know, hello. I don't expect them to call me Mr. Edgington or, you know, whatever they're going to call me. I don't expect that. I just expect them to, you know, like, comport yourself like an adult in these fashions, and they're going to how else are they going to grow up to be them? And if somebody – and I have yelled at other people's, hey, stop that, you know, other people's kids doing things at my house, you know, raise my voice, catch their attention and what they're doing.
I don't know. I don't think that I would be yelling at somebody else's kid unless they were on my property.
Uh-huh. Well, in this case, the restaurateur, that's exactly what happened.
And I think that if I were the parents of that child and I didn't want somebody else yelling at my kid, I just wouldn't go back to that restaurant.
Well, they clearly won't go back to that restaurant, but they're taking it further. I mean, this story has gone nationwide, and it's kind of interesting how people are sort of reacting to it. I feel like here it says the main diner owner says she's not sorry for yelling at the 21-month-old child for crying at her restaurant because it got the girl to be quiet. And it was effective. But a lot of people, there's a backlash on social media. This is one of these news stories that's sort of created by Facebook.
Right.
It says here that the girl had been crying for 40 minutes by the time she slammed her hands on the counter and told the girl to be quiet. Now, this is what the restaurateur owner is saying, and I don't expect anyone to be entirely honest. I don't think that humans are honest creatures.
Right.
But if a kid had been yelling for 10 minutes, I don't think there's anything wrong with catching their attention with some noise. Because what this is basically is comes down to sort of, well, that looks, it looks bad.
I'm just imagining, like, what, you know, how I would, if I were in that situation, it'd just be like a clap. Hey, shut it down.
You know, some people are suggesting and that, you know, she could have, you know, caught the attention, like clapped her hands and started singing or something in front of the kid, you know, tried to, well, these things, I'll tell you what, the most effective parenting techniques are redirections.
Sure.
They really, really work. If you can, if she could have used her sort of power as a stranger to redirect this child, I think that would have been optimal. But I'm not going to fault her. Anybody who's been subjected to a kid that's been yelling for 40 minutes has lost their mind to some extent. And you got to do what you can to regain your sanity.
This wouldn't be a story if she had just pulled a coin out from behind the kid's ear.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. King Mark the First with you.
Ben Johnson.
You know, the internet, you're tootling around on the internet, you do the things you do on the internet, it feels safe. It isn't safe. There are, for instance, your internet service provider, they're saving all of your history. They'll turn it over to any government agency that asks for it. Likely anybody who, any hackers that manage to get it from them. Criminals are, in fact, sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, trying to find out banking information. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. And the NSA is sweeping up all your data. ProXPN can solve all of that. You just download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever. They make it easy for you. You connect to the internet after you've got the app, and you're protected from all of that. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to have separate accounts for each device. ProXPN.com/FTL. You go there, you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with our code. It's FTL50. That's like $5 a month. So that's for the lifetime of the account, with no matter how long you keep it. You get this is the premium account, and you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world that you can access. That means that you can be in Oklahoma, and it looks like you're surfing from Singapore. It's amazing. Also, you get you can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. You just you get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless.
So, Mark, I think a tangent, one more tangential thing.
You and your tangents.
I like to tangent. You know, Ian's not around, so someone here has to entertain these stoner questions.
Okay.
So, you are a well-known drinker of caffeine-free beverages.
Yeah, I can't have caffeine.
So, I guess my hypothetical question is going out to the audience. Why are always caffeine-free sodas represented by the color gold?
I don't know.
You know, as a designer, I notice these things, and it's just like, why? What's the purpose? Is it just to make it seem more high-end? Oh, caffeine-free. It's gold.
I don't know. I think it just happened. You know, they had to distinguish. Somebody had to distinguish their caffeine-free beverage from their caffeinated beverage, and they decided to go with gold. And
like, it doesn't matter what other color's on the package. If it's caffeine-free, there's going to be some gold in there.
Not always. Mug root beer, for instance.
Really?
Gold, and almost all root beers except for Barks. Barks has Bite. Somebody decided to add caffeine to root beer making.
I am an anti-root beer person. The only way root beer is ever acceptable is if it's in a float.
Well, root beer is an old beverage.
I mean, yeah.
It's basically a sarsaparilla, right?
Yeah.
And
sarsaparilla.
This is what, you know, our great-grandfathers drank when they got a treat.
I can shoot on a porch, shoot my shotgun, and drink from me a sarsaparilla.
Because soda is nothing but liquid candy, and this was, you know, it was a big treat to get something like that. It wasn't something that you had at every meal or mm-hmm. something. I mean, you're talking about, I had one.
What an awful treat. I guess that's a great way to make it not one anymore, is just make it the only one. The only one you can get is a Dr. Pepper, or not a Dr. Pepper, I'm sorry, I'm got that on my screen, but a root beer. I like Dr. Pepper. Root beer is just nasty. Never been a huge fan of that.
Well,
I don't know that I've ever had a real sarsaparilla, though. I don't know what the difference is between root beer and sarsaparilla.
I don't know. When we were talking about the sort of old-timey drinks, I'm much more of a ginger brew kind of guy.
Yeah, ginger beer is good. And you know, just regular ginger ale.
So I want to get back to the story here of this.
The question still stands, though. If anybody knows the answer, stoners, put your mind to it.
This is from a diner in Portland, Maine, and the basically there was a kid who was crying her head off for 40 minutes, the report is that the restaurateur slaps her hands down. This is after 40 minutes, slaps her hands down on the counter and says, points at the little girl and says, "That needs to stop," and apparently it did. The girl's mother, Tara Carson, wrote on Facebook that anyone with young children should understand that crying is normal after waiting such a long time for food.
Oh, that's what's really going on. What an awful, gross, disgusting parent. That's what's really going on.
I turned to my daughter and I was like, listen, this is how I'm raising you not to be as an adult.
Yeah. Like, she's using her kid. What a gross person. Ugh.
You will never do this when you get older, Carson said. I felt helpless as a mom that, you know, I couldn't do anything to help her because I can't explain why there are crazy people in the world that behave like that. I think that anybody who is had to endure a kid yelling for 40 minutes is going to be crazy. Like, it makes you crazy. Look, I mean, when you're talking about kids on airplanes where their ears are popping, yeah, you know, sometimes they're better than others. When you go on an airplane, you know you're dealing with everybody going there. When you're going to a restaurant, you
get lucky then she didn't get a frying pan winged at her.
Well, that wouldn't have solved anything. But the parent should have taken the kid outside.
Quiet pretty quick.
Right? I mean, that would be the thing to do. Is you're not going to... Is the parent intending to use the kid's yelling to drive patrons out of the restaurant so they can get a seat? I mean, I don't know. Is it some kind of blackmail? I don't know the answer to that. But I don't think this restaurateur did anything particularly crazy. You know, she was driven to her wit's end.
Had I been the restaurateur, you know, about 10 minutes into that yelling, I would have gone over there probably and said, you need to take your child outside or you need to leave.
She did. She actually told the parents that they needed to leave, and they refused.
Oh, I'd have been like, oh, well, then I'm calling the police.
That's really the option here is that, you know, she handled it without the police. And, you know, there you go. So,
or in a libertarian society, you'd get on one of your apps that call your friends, your armed friends over to remove them. Yeah. Right? I mean, how's that? Is that how that works?
Is that Peacekeeper?
Sure.
I don't think or Peacekeeper something, has a call for, you know,
security.
Just rowdy kids.
That's a security situation, right? I mean, I'm saying in a true libertarian society, if there were no police.
Yeah.
Obviously, in this case, the way the world works now, in that instance, who you're going to call, you need somebody trespassed off your property who's trespassing because you've asked them to leave at that point. The only service that you can call in the world we live in is the police.
Sure.
But I'm saying if there were no police, if there were no government security thing, you had competing security services or whatnot in a society, maybe you would just get on your app or whatever and have your friends come remove somebody in a way that was legal.
Well, yeah, likely that would be the acceptable. And likely security, you know, generally when people see that you're serious about them leaving, they leave. They might throw a few barbs on their way out, but they're going to leave.
Right.
And, you know, make a kerfuffle. And mostly people just kind of look at that and go, whatever. And
I've actually seen a screaming child be kicked out of a restaurant. You know what happened? Everyone in the restaurant clapped.
Yeah.
Get out. Take your stupid kid and leave. If you can't keep your kid quiet and be a decent parent and actually do something, then you need to go because you're a bad person that's interfering with everyone else's lives because of your mistake.
It's not the kid's fault. The kid has
no. It's not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts? You know, maybe we're completely wrong on this one. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. King Mark the First with you.
And Johnson.
And you can call in on any old topic. We've been kind of talking about, we brushed over spanking and this situation in Maine where this restaurateur yells at a 2-year-old and, you know, people's thoughts on that. I guess this is sort of a, you know, important story on social media and maybe it's important to you. I don't know. But it maybe Johnson, you had previously said in one of the previous segments that essentially that spanking kids gives them lower IQs.
That's what science
says. Yep. There's studies out there that suggest this. But so I have some questions because I do not believe this is a sort of overall thing. Yes, I do think kids that are terrorized and abused have lower IQs, absolutely. Then again, people who are likely to terrorize and abuse their kids might have lower IQs anyway. We'll see. So anyway, my question is this. Is it one spanking that results in a lower IQ? Or is it one spanking per year? What's the threshold? Because when I wrestle with my son, this is sort of an ongoing joke in our house, is that when I wrestle with my son, sometimes I'll, you know, I pat his bottom while we're wrestling just because it's, you know, funny to do. I'll say, I'm taking IQ points. I'm taking IQ points. And, you know, his mother, when they're sort of cuddling or being affectionate, sometimes she'll pat his bottom and or he'll ask her, can you take some IQ points? Because, you know, he wants his bottom patted.
So the number of times is... None, once, twice, or three plus times.
Per what?
Per, ever. No. Ever. Yeah. Change in cognitive ability score, it's much, much more drastic if they're aged 2 to 4. And the cognitive ability score starts at none, obviously, like around a 6. I guess that's, you know, there's probably, they're talking about a change in IQ points of 6 IQ points total. One time it drops from around 6 to 3. And this is if they're 2 to 4. It drops from 3 to 1 if they're spanked twice. And it drops down
to... So is this instantly?
To 0, yeah, pretty much.
Well, I wouldn't say that... I would say that anybody who's you know, in a circumstance where they're so upset that they're going to get spanked, that they are probably they're not thinking anyway. So I don't know what you're talking... I guess I know you're on the fly here trying to come up with numbers, but...
it's a very old study, but I guess...
Who spanks kids twice? Like, I can see a parent that spanked a kid once and said, you know what, are you talking about SWATs? Per SWATs per session? This is what I don't understand.
Spanked. I mean, some parents don't spank their kids very often.
Sure.
That's you know, it's not a regular occurrence for a lot of parents.
Well, it seems funny to segment them this way. The one spanking, two spankings, and then 3 or more spankings ever?
That's what it looks like. I mean, I could be totally wrong.
Okay.
But I sent studies.
IM'd me here the study, yeah.
Yep. So you can see, and maybe we can get some clarity here. Let's see, 2 to 4, looking, spanked.
Yeah, but, so, let me ask you this, is, do you think it's the pain in the bottom that causes them, because my son's experienced pain, he hasn't experienced spanking. It's...
Yeah, you got a good point there, is it the pain or is it the fear?
Because my son, when I raise my voice... Like, his ears perk up. Like, it you know, the change in tone will catch
right.
his attention.
Sure.
So I'm sort of striking him with my voice.
Right.
I think it's the pain. You've got to use something.
I think it's the pain that sort of elevates a, you know, there's a fear response, and I think the pain elevates a fear response, and I think that that fear response is probably, you know, there's cognitive, there's a cost, right? There's a level of thinking about... It's like, you know, it's stress, essentially, is what sure. it comes down to. I think it's a stress level.
He's
you know?
Been hurt, too.
Sure.
So he's been hurt. He's, you know, I mean, he's been, all these things that happen during
Yeah, but
spanking.
Look at people who get hurt a lot, too. You know, people, especially
now
at a younger age.
Again. See, this is the thing that,
at a younger age.
I've looked at these studies, and, you know, I find it interesting, right? Parents don't seem to know how often they employ spanking. You know, parents would say, I may spank 3 times a week. Spank like 15 times a week. You know, like those are the kind of numbers that they just don't report. It's like self-reporting your age or something. People just don't, they aren't honest with themselves about what occurs. So I can see that. I can honestly say we have never spanked. But can I say that I have never been physical with my son? Absolutely not. I've done that. If, for instance, he didn't want to get in the car or something like that, I've picked him up and put his little butt in the seat and strapped him in. And, you know, that wouldn't look good. And by a libertarian definition, it's an initiation of force. But, you know... Sometimes you gotta go, and the kid isn't ready to go. They don't work on the same, you know, time frames. So, is initiating force against my child like I did? How many IQ points did I cost him there? I don't understand how the pain.
Okay, well here, okay. So it says here, I'm gonna skip to 2 paragraphs. How often parents spanked made a difference. The more spanking, the slower the development of the child's mental ability. But even in small amounts of spanking made a difference, Strauss says in the study. Now, let's go to the part about the reasoning. Strauss and colleagues in 32 nations on data and corporal punishment experienced by 17,404 university students when they were children. According to Strauss, there are two explanations for the relation of corporal punishment to lower IQ. First, corporal punishment is extremely stressful and can become a chronic stressor for young children, who typically experience corporal punishment three or more times a week. For many, it continues for years. The research found that the stress of corporal punishment shows up as an increase in post-traumatic stress symptoms, such as being fearful that terrible things are about to happen and being easily startled.
This is my contention.
These symptoms are associated with lower IQ.
This is the point that I've been trying to make all along, is that it's not spanking that causes kids to have lower IQ. It's ongoing terror. And so...
Right.
I don't think that employing spanking, this is talking about once, by the
way. And that's why I sort of agree with that, if they're making the choice to, you know, get that punishment or whatever, be spanked, then it's not really like a terror, and I feel like that would be kind of inoculate them against the stress, the traumatic stress of, like, you know, like, being at war, you know, like, bombs are going off, things are surprising you, like, you know, like, but if you're making a choice, like, I'm going to experience an explosion now, you know, like, it's not the same kind of thing.
I wouldn't employ spanking. If I were to employ spanking, and I have not taken it off the table with my son, I've just never had a need to do it. I would only employ it if the child's behavior became, you know, self-destructive to the point that we needed to, you know, something needed to happen to really change that behavior, or, you know, destructive of another kid. So if, for instance, you know, the kid kept wanting to go out in the street, you know, at that point, I would be willing to try spanking to see if that was going to happen. I know lots of people really hate this example, but the fact is kids go out in streets, and it is the most terrifying thing in the world that a parent has to deal with. So I'd be willing to at that point. Now he's 7 years old. You can communicate with him, and you know, we haven't had to do that. But I would think, to you know, if one is administering a spanking more than once a year, that you would be abusing the punishment. That would be my contention.
Apparently there's a book on the subject entitled Beating the Devil Out of Them, Corporal Punishment in American Families and Its Effects on Children.
Well, there's, I know that, you know, many people are trying to get it removed entirely. And, you know, this kind of comes back to every parent believes.
Well, I think it absolutely should be removed from government schools.
Well, absolutely. I would agree with you. But many parents, most parents, I think, really think that most other parents are unqualified to raise kids. This is just sort of this innate superiority that people feel about themselves. And
teachers are triply unqualified, in my opinion.
So I don't think that most parents are qualified to administer spankings. The problem is that the government isn't qualified to decide how you raise your kids either. And I'm probably not either. That's the difficulty. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. The username is lrn.fm on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. Ourflags.com, now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to ourflags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark.
And Johnson.
So we were talking about spanking in the last segment. Usually, you know, it's an issue that I think that that our audience generally does not agree with us upon. And, you know, I've managed to raise a kid up to age 7 without spanking him.
Hey, this is one of those topics that's like race.
You don't have a kid. You can't possibly understand or talk about this.
Oh, I feel that way about people who give me parenting advice all the time. I really do. It's like, really? You're going to talk to me about raising kids? I mean, I think it's the vibrance of youth and their ideas, but at that point it becomes an issue of sort of phraseology. Look, at least understand that we that do have kids are dealing with an entirely different world from you that are imagining what it might be like to have kids. You know, it's day in, it's day out, and, you know, you got to have your own life. You can't just be the parent of your kid constantly, you know, like every time they are attention sucking machines and they want you to pay attention to them constantly. Well, you can't. There's a household to run, there's jobs to have and all these other things. So, you know, cats in the cradle or whatever, somebody's got to make the money. 855-450-FREE. I don't know. You know, I just saw the Ant-Man movie this weekend, by the way, and in it the daughter plays a strong role. The dad, you know, is in jail, gets out of jail, and he wants to be part of the daughter's life. And it's interesting how important these roles are. Your children are the most important thing in the world to you, but it, when they're there, it can be really difficult to sort of get things done. So it's you have this person who is both the most important thing in the world to you and the biggest annoyance you deal with. So, and they don't talk about necessarily interesting things all the time. Like Jack wants to talk about Legos constantly. Legos. And when he's not talking about Legos, he wants to talk about Magic School.
Does he do Minecraft?
Yeah, he does Minecraft too. All the different things that he, and of course, is on his little Kindle thing. He gets to play Minecraft, and he only gets to do that. We do an hour in the morning that he gets to play on the Kindle. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not the one who rations this stuff off. But by the way, Ant-Man, if you get an opportunity to see it, I think it was worth seeing in the theaters.
I want to see Ant-Man. I want to see Terminator Genesis. I still haven't seen that one, which is crazy. I love the Terminator movies. I recently just watched a movie that blew my mind. Ex Machina.
Yeah, I've heard that it's... Yeah, I know it's out there. I didn't pay any money to see it. Do you think I should?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't pay any money to see it either when I watched it at home. Won't say what that means.
Pro XPN, folks.
Pro XPN.
You can torrent privately.
And I won't say that I didn't use Pro XPN and was sent to cease and desist. Yeah. Use your Pro XPN, folks. This movie, I mean, what's amazing about this movie is super intellectual about artificial intelligence, essentially. And one of the things that I came away from this movie thinking is that, the Turing test, right? You know what the Turing test is.
The Turing test is some kind of test that allows you to know, let us know whether computers have become self-aware.
It's a psychological test that essentially if you're talking to a machine and you can't tell it's a machine, that machine has passed the Turing test.
Okay.
And it's not just anybody. It's not just anybody that can, issue the Turing test, because there are some stupid people that would not be able to tell a chatbot now from a human being, it has to be a trained psychologist, that asks some pointed questions and determines whether or not, this android or machine is actually a human being.
Can you explain to me chatbots? Now, I used to have Pigeon, which would put together sort of my...
conversational algorithm that records responses over time to thousands and thousands of different questions. It's not AI. A chatbot is just going through scripted responses to certain questions, and that's where they always sound ridiculous.
I know what they are. But they would always, they'd be these, they'd have silly names like, Big Hooters 69, right? And, this female woman on the internet would want to talk to me, and I'd be like, these are all very strange things to be talked about. Right.
Some of these might not have been chatbots. They might have just been foreigners trying to get people to come to your, to go to a foreign site.
Now, usually I'd say just silly, stupid things, right, and then they'd continue talking. Like, I'd just say dumb things to them to see what they'd say. But what is the purpose of these chatbots? What are they trying to get you to do?
The real useful ones were helpful in creating conversational search engines. The really useful ones, you just say a question to, and it would respond with useful.
Yeah, so why did they come find me on Instant Messenger?
Oh, well, that's just because somebody was using a chatbot program to spam you.
But why? Why do they use up the
computer
power to bother me? I guess
because some people are so stupid that they don't know the difference, and they go, "Oh, okay, I'll go to this website. You sound like a real party girl."
Oh, I see. There's a website. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Like they're trying to get you to go to the dating websites or some place to look at naked women.
Yeah.
Something like that, as though you can't see that anywhere on the internet.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
man, the dumb people that don't know where to go. But so this movie, what I came away from this movie is thinking is deep. Coming away from this is like, the Turing test. If you think about it, testing. If you came across an AI that's actually intelligent and actually has consciousness and actually is a sentient being, right? Putting that sentient being through a psychological test to determine whether or not they're sentient. Imagine if I were testing whether or not you're sentient.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's extremely dehumanizing. Like, and obviously, we're not talking about a human, but if you're talking about a sentient being and
basically saying, I don't know whether or not you're actually a thinking being or not, and putting them through, like, you kind of realize, like, wow, that's kind of horrifying, that test. It's, like, extremely, like, this is the first, this is what we want to do to the first sentient, machine, is we're going to put them through this? Like, okay. That seems like a really bad idea. It's really interesting that the movie went there, and I just found myself really impressed by...
If a machine, indignation is something that people develop over time. So if a machine is the first sentient machine, it's going to know that it's the first sentient machine, and it's going to understand that people tend to sort of investigate things that are new and different to them. If I ended up, for whatever reason, in, you know, some remote area of the world where, this group of people had never seen a white person before, I would expect them to want to touch my skin, to want to feel my hair, to investigate things about me, because they didn't know things, they didn't know that. And that isn't, I wouldn't be put off or annoyed or anything like that. Now, if I lived there for 20 years amongst them and it just kept happening, the same people over and over again, it's like, hey, you know, like maybe this is getting a little weird, okay? but I mean, people investigate new things. I think for the premise of a movie that a robot or, you know, AI that gets indignant might be an interesting story to tell, but I don't think that I don't think it's unusual for people want to investigate and find out, you know, what is this different thing?
Yeah.
So what happened in this Ex Machina thing that was so interesting about it that you liked so much?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that the fact that I came away from the movie thinking, hey, this Turing test is maybe not the best idea. Sort of, that was a really new way for me to think about it. You know, like, up until now, it's sort of this cold way of thinking, like, hey, yeah, we need to come up with a way to determine whether or not, an artificial intelligence is truly intelligent. You think about it as sort of an analytical way, but then when you humanize that and you realize, like, hey, you're talking about a conscious being and testing that conscious being to determine whether or not they're a conscious being, and how inhuman is that? It's really puts a new face on thinking about AI and
the
dawn of AI.
Did the robot get upset?
Oh, yeah.
The robot got upset. Yeah. And, of course, it's smarter than we are and faster than we are, so it took over the world or something.
Nah, I won't go too far to say that, and I don't want to reveal exactly what happened because, you know, it's extremely more nuanced than that.
I, for one,
like,
welcome.
Huge levels of nuance beyond that are really interesting.
Our new robot overlords.
Yeah.
I mean, can they really do any worse?
Yeah.
I mean, look, Hillary Clinton's running against Jeb Bush. Can you make an argument to me that robots would be worse rulers?
I think, Mark, that you would really dig this movie because you would dig the character in this movie that is a billionaire.
I think you would dig this guy. The idea of being a billionaire.
Yeah.
Andrew King. Check us out in the meantime on Facebook. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Free Talk Live.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, eat homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does, involves killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.